Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN, continuing our series of legislative preview interviews. And we have 66th District Representative Sydney Carlin joining us from Manhattan. She joins us via telephone today. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing well. It's been a tough year for me, but for everybody here with the COVID-19 pandemic. And I think everyone's looking forward to 2021.
Yeah, well, at least there'll be some change with our vaccines, and we'll see what else comes our way. It's got to be better. It's got to be better. I'm very hopeful. I'm a hopeful Pollyanna-type person that everything will be fine, but I have been really diligent about wearing my mask and staying at home and making very quick in and out when I go anywhere. So, you know, they say you're not exposed too many minutes. It helps. So I move pretty fast when I go to the post office or the grocery store.
It's
been very different.
Yeah, no doubt. That's important. And, you know, I think a lot of us are curious, you know, the legislature is going to start back up here in January 11th, so a little less than a month away, really just a few weeks away. And, you know, last year you went home a little early because of COVID. I think a lot of us are curious how things are going to look when you guys resume.
Well, I think we're all curious about that, but I do know a lot of very good planning and thinking has been going on with the Legislative Services Office, which is responsible for managing the building and the employees, us, basically. As far as where we are, when we are, and what's available for our use. So Legislative Services has been working with the State Finance Council and Legislative Coordinating Council, and I've listened to some of their meetings online, and they really are exploring all kinds of safety precautions, and we'll see what we start with, and then we may ease up on some things. But we do have three people right now with COVID. Well, actually, since I haven't heard that they died from it, I'm assuming that they're recovering. But we have one from Wichita, one from Salina, one from Grove, Kansas, out west. By Hayes, that are just recovering now, and we've had several others that have had the virus, so, you know, it has become more real. I did attend two meetings in November, two meetings that went very long. It was a three-day plan, and they decided to make it two, and so we went really long those days. On the Corrections and Juvenile Justice Oversight Committee, and we had two members that didn't wear a mask during those 8 to 6 meetings, and I was very uncomfortable with that. We have a member that needs a kidney transplant that was sitting a couple of people away from one of the guys, and, you know, that attitude is not going to help us. I hope that the Speaker of the House can come down pretty strongly on his members, because the Republican side is where we've had issues. They just simply don't agree with the wearing masks. And not all, but there's about a third or more of the members that just simply don't want to do that. So I hope that may have changed a lot since March, but we did have two in one committee that didn't in November. That can't work, you know.
It
can't work.
It would seem like for the job that you guys need to do, you guys need something kind of blanket, something that everybody can abide by in order to be effective.
Now, I would agree with that. And if we're going to be in the building, you know, I know they're limiting the number of people who can come into the building for the beginning of the session. If you are speaking in a committee, you can come in. I don't know if lobbyists are going to be allowed. That's possible that they may only if they have a bill in that's being acted on. They talked about that we are not having pages this year, and we're not having interns this year. Some interns are going to work remotely with the leadership offices, I think. That's a possibility. So they could actually do some of the paperwork that's done because they can be given an assignment and do it remotely. But it's going to be very different. And we may actually work in our offices remotely for committee meetings if we have any reason to be extra concerned.
It's definitely weird times because, I mean, a lot of your job as legislators, you have to pretty much do in person. But I know there's, you know, technology is one such thing that we've seen. People can adapt pretty quickly.
The only thing that we have had a decision from the Attorney General that it is his opinion that we must vote in person. In March of last year, we started voting. 20 people at a time would go to the floor. We were assigned, you know, a group, and that was, we would go when the next first group leaves, then our group would go. We would go punch our votes in, and then we would leave, and we watched the debate on our computer screens in our offices, and we were, of course, allowed to make statements. If we needed to speak, we could go in and speak, but that's all by you always have to push a button before you can speak, so the speaker was in charge of that, and that always goes in the order that the buttons go on. So, you know, it just took a lot more time, but it's worth it, I think, because we really didn't have that much work in front of us last year. It was a very, there were a lot of bills that never got anywhere because they might have a medical word in them that could make them relevant to the Medicaid expansion bill, and if anything was looked like it could be attached, could have an attachment of Medicaid expansion, it never got even a committee hearing.
That's
so we had some interesting political times, but it limited the amount of work we were doing, and so we really had time to spend to do it right, safely.
I would imagine Governor Kelly's going to push for Medicaid expansion again, especially given the everything we've seen here in the past year and the need for people maybe have to have hospital stays that didn't expect to have it because of COVID. Where do you see that conversation going here in the new year?
Medicaid expansion. I really don't see that going too far. I fear that the numbers, we lost two members, and they took out all the moderates that we had that voted with us. So I don't think they have, I don't think we have the votes for Medicaid expansion. Some of the new members of the Republican Party might be inclined to do that, but I have not met them, so I do not know their feelings about it. And, of course, it depends, it should depend very much on what the public wants. So the public needs to speak to representatives about their feelings on that. It's a tragedy that we don't have Medicaid expansion. We're a donut, we're the donut hole in the middle of the United States. Everybody around us has Medicaid expansion. Hmm. And we're losing people because of it. You know, people moving away, they need care and they can transfer. A lot of people working from home, they just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. Kansas needs its population to grow, and we want to encourage that in every way. So it's a real advantage to those states around us.
You're listening to our conversation with Representative Sidney Carlin from the City of Manhattan. Stay tuned. More of our conversation comes up next here on News Radio KMAN.